change, and you've done in the past for Wells Fargo. You're pre-approved for business funding and working capital. I believe it's up to $250,000.
Hi, good morning. This is Julian, Bank of Cardiff. Is Colin available?
Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Yeah, how can I help you?
Hi, good morning, Colin. My name is Julian, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. I'm sure you're busy. Not going to take a lot of your time. I kind of just wanted to follow up with you on a couple of financing offers we mailed out to you a couple weeks ago. Looks like you did some financing with American Express Bank a couple years back. Based on that relationship, we have you pre-approved for working capital and equipment financing. So I just wanted to introduce myself, see if you guys have any needs at this time. You have any cash flow needs? You look at any big projects, anything like that going on over there?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Is there kind of a time of year?
I
maybe?
Know, like, we have three positions out, though. One is up in January. The other one is going to be due by February or March, I forget.
Uh-huh.
And maybe once I get done with those, I might be interested.
Okay.
So do you offer any consolidations for the ones that I already have?
Yeah, we do. What lenders are you working with right now?
Ken Capital.
Okay.
American Express, and I forgot. The third one is Forward Line.
Forward Line, okay. Yeah, CAN, we actually operate in the same network, so I'm pretty familiar with them. What's your balance with CAN?
15.
Okay.
About 15. Yeah, like 60 to 70% paid off already.
Okay, cool. And then what about Amex?
Amex is that... Not that high, I believe. I believe it's at 45K,
and then Forward Line?
Just under 20.
Just under 20, okay. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, we do offer refinancing options. I could actually possibly save you some money, kind of depending on a couple things here. What did you guys do in gross annual sales last year?
400 and... Was it, no. Let me look up the tax papers. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Line 1C says 409,442. Actually, line 1A says, that'll be after the returns.
How much did you say you did? One more time?
After the returns?
Right? No, gross.
Gross receipts themselves, 412,027.
412. Okay, gotcha. Do you have any negative days in your bank account anytime in the last, 6 months or so?
Not that I know of.
Okay, cool. Let's see. Have any of the lenders offered you a renewal, or did they give you any options where they wanted to pay off your other loans and net you some more cash, or any renewal options?
Yeah, Capital just got a call yesterday from them.
Okay, cool. So you're eligible for renewal with them. Sounds like you're almost paid off with them. Okay. And what did you borrow the money for originally with the lenders? Was it any specific projects or anything, or you just kind of had general cash flow needs?
Well, couple of things. More merchandise. We redid a little of the store. And then just mainly was merchandise.
Okay, like inventory pretty much.
Right.
Okay, cool. So are you a growing business? Are you kind of growing over last year as well?
Well, this year due to the weather, our numbers are a little bit off. But
gotcha.
Every year we have seen growth.
Nice. How long have you been in business?
Almost 10 years now, 9 years, just over 9 years.
Just over 9 years.
In July, we were 9 years.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. And are you the founder? You started the business originally?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Are you the 100% owner, or do you have any partners over there?
My wife, 50-50.
Cool. 50-50 with the wife. Okay. What kind of return on investment do you normally see? Do you have, kind of average profit margins you kind of get with your products you sell, or...
Depends. Bikes are the worst, and that's about 35%. 33 to 35% in bikes. On accessories, it's like 60.
60%? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to work electronics retail back in the day, and all the core products, like computers, TVs, the profit's really low because it's competitive, right? So I imagine you have a lot of competitors. But the accessories, that's where it's at. That's where you make the higher profits, the higher profit margin. Okay, you've been in business 10 years. How would you rate you and your wife's personal credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
In the middle.
Somewhere in the middle, okay.
No bankruptcies, no late payments. Actually, I had one late payment of an oversight. That was for Macy's, like 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago.
Don't you hate that? It's following you around now.
Exactly. It was just forgot to make a payment. And it was just dumb. It was just dumb. It's not a high balance card either.
Yeah, that's okay. We can work with that. Let's see here. Do you have a relationship with your local bank? Like, do you ever do any financing with them, or have you got any feedback from them?
Oh, because we had switched banks a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. They wanted me to be with them a long time, like over 2 years, in order to be considered for a loan.
I see. So they're very conservative. They don't really want to take a risk on you.
Right. So, and that's the most of the thing. Most banks nowadays are not willing to do regular loans.
I know. After the recession in 2008-2009, they sort of had to cut back on the amount that they were able to lend to small businesses, unfortunately. But that's kind of like where we come in. We've been doing this for 14 years, actually. We're one of the first companies to do working capital. I don't know if you've like heard of us or anything, but I can. What I'm going to do is send you an email with the application info so you can take a look. Mm-hmm. If it's something that you want to move forward with relatively quickly, I can have an answer for you by like Monday or Tuesday, I'd say, just to kind of see what options you have. Because what I would like to do is pay off your existing loans and then net you some cash on top and then just wrap everything up into one payment, if that sort of option's available. Do you bring on equipment for the business too, or do you not really operate with a whole lot of equipment?
No, just the most expensive equipment would be the threading machine for the spokes, which is $4,000.
Gotcha.
And everything else is just, you know, wrenches, Allen keys, things
basic
like
stuff.
That. Yeah, the combined total tools for repairs is probably $3,000 besides one machine.
Okay, cool. So nothing super significant. I just want to throw it out there. We do equipment financing as well if you have any needs for that stuff in the future. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see here. Just taking a look. Okay. What's a good email address to send the application info to you, Colin?
Well, Colon, Colon, mm-hmm. the number one,
mm-hmm.
at OPTOMLINE.net.
Okay, so it's pronounced Colon?
Right.
Okay, my apologies. Let's see. So Colon 1 at O, P as in Paul, T as in Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And then online, the word online, .net?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Colon 1, optonline.net. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Just trying to make sure I covered everything. Do you have a line of credit with your local bank or no?
No.
Okay. And who do you bank with, by the way?
Bank of America.
B of A. Okay, gotcha. Okay, cool. I'm going to send you an email with the application info. It's a one-page application. We look at 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then we look at your previous year's tax return. Did you already file your 2015 taxes?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So like I said, it's going to be a pretty quick process. We make things very easy. Does this sound like stuff that you have available today that you wanted to get back to me today?
Maybe. I have to see all the depends on businesses. If I get busy or not.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, well, feel free to get it to me today. If you wanted to do that, I'd be able to get an answer for you by Monday. If not, you can get it over to me over the weekend, and I should be able to get an answer for you by Tuesday. So,
okay.
So I'm going to send you a quick email. You'll have my direct contact info. Feel free to give me a call if you have any questions about the application. I'd be happy to walk you through everything. But like I said, it's a pretty quick and easy process. Do you have any other questions for me, Colon, before we get off the phone?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right, Colin. Appreciate your time, man. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.